future is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today, it's Tuesday the 24th of October. We currently have Bitcoin trading at $5,669. It's up 2% the last 24 hours. We have Ethereum trading at $311. That's up 10% in the last 24 hours. Ripple, 21 cents. That's up 11%. Litecoin, $58. And that's up 9%. And Dash, that's up $300. And that's up 11%. In the last 24 hours. Sorry, it's trading at $300. Apologies for confusion. Anyway, big thanks to everyone who followed us after yesterday's podcast. Please leave a review if you like the podcast on iTunes, Podbean, SoundCloud, and also YouTube. That's the mediums we're up at the minute. Please leave a review if you've liked the content, and please feel free to share with your friends. The more people we have listening, the better it is. Anyway, let's get on the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
The first story today is in regards to mining. So basically back in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, people used to mine Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies with the ease of any normal computer. So they used to use the GPUs. Basically this changed, and now to mine Bitcoin you need to be completely set up in a commercial sense. But that's going to be changing. So Bitcoin Gold initiates a hard fork split to create new cryptocurrency. A new cryptocurrency has been created for a hard fork of the Bitcoin blockchain. Completing a process that began in July, the Bitcoin Gold technical team has taken what it calls a snapshot of the Bitcoin blockchain, so it could be recreated, reconfigured with new rules, ultimately creating Bitcoin Gold at block 491,407 of the original blockchain. As of now, the process is underway by which the new Bitcoin cryptocurrency will be completed and released to existing Bitcoin users, as profiled in our explainer. The project aims to tackle the perceived problems that miners, as a group, have too much influence over the direction of the Bitcoin network. To lessen their control, Bitcoin Gold replaces Bitcoin's current mining algorithm with one that cheaper graphics processing units, GPUs, are able to mine. So that's any computer you may have, which is fantastic, and it opens mining back up to everyone. The idea stems from the competitive nature of Bitcoin's mining, which now relies solely on expensive application-specific integrated circuits, ASICs. In part because of this, mining has centralized into the hands of large mining companies, which Bitcoin Gold supporters feel works against Bitcoin's key value proposition, decentralization. That's a great point, and I do agree with that. Still, while the hard fork has initiated, that doesn't mean users can yet claim their funds. Until they can, Bitcoin Gold developers will operate the new blockchain in isolation, with the first round of block rewards being set aside for the allocation and development team. According to group representatives, the new cryptocurrency network is aiming to open to the public by November 1st. That's fantastic. And also the great thing about that is, let's say if you own, for example, 50 Bitcoins, you're now going to receive 50 Bitcoin Golds. So the current price, and I've seen some stuff on Twitter, and you can't quote me on this because I'm not sure of how legit it is, but I've seen prices kind of come in at 423 for Bitcoin Gold. So let's say you've got 50 Bitcoins, now you've got 50 Bitcoin Golds. That's going to be valued at $21,150. And that's from doing nothing. That's just from holding Bitcoin, which is great. And we saw a massive rally last Friday. I remember speaking about it, where we saw Bitcoin go from around 5,700, 5,800, 5,900, cracking that $6,000 barrier and going up to around 6,200, then coming back down now. It's around 5,700 at the minute. So that's very interesting. That could be one of the catalysts behind that on Friday. But what's very interesting is see what happens to Bitcoin Gold, because last time we saw Bitcoin Cash come out, that came out around $500, went up to 1,900 because it was cheaper to mine, and then it's just slowly coming down. I think today it passed or went below its issue price, which is not good. So will Bitcoin Gold have the same trajectory? I'm not sure. So is it worth holding? Good question to ask. We'll have to do some research there and get back to you guys on that one. Very interesting one. It's regarding wallets, so cold storage. And I personally believe that there will be a huge expansion in the cold storage arena, because at the minute you only have two competitors. You've got my Trezor, which is something that I personally use, And at SVK Crypto, we use that. And you also have the Ledger X, which is very, which is pretty much the same kind of thing. It's a little bit more minute. I think it's open to a few more currencies, such as Monero. I don't believe the Trezor holds that yet. So there's a few things that they're doing competing with each other, but the more competition, the better it is for the end user. So that's great. So let's get into this. So Intel partners with Ledger to integrate Bitcoin's wallet software and SGX tech. Cryptocurrency hardware startup Ledger has announced a new partnership with tech giant Intel. The tie-up sees Ledger integrating its operating system, Bolos, B-O-L-O-S, into Intel's Software Guard extension, SGX, secure storage product line, in a bid to provide new avenues for storing cryptocurrency holdings. The announcement follows a similar deal between Ledger and Gelmato, which revealed a partnership earlier this month that was also focused on secure storage. The concept centers around the idea of creating a so-called enclave within which private keys are stored on the transactions of both are generated and signed. For Intel, the focus on hardware has been a defining characteristic to date, including its work for Startup 21 Inc. on mining chips. Following the launch of a line of hardware wallets based on our operating system integrated in a secure chip, working with a leading player like Intel is a unique opportunity to keep providing our growing client base with innovative solutions for cryptocurrency and blockchain applications. Eric Lachevec, Ledger CEO, said of the partnership. Wallets set to utilize the Intel/Ledger solution include provider services Electrum and MyEther wallet, according to a release, which is absolutely huge because everyone uses MyEther wallet. If you want to get into an ICO, you normally get a lot of people who are getting into the space and they have an account with the likes of Coinbase, and they find out that Coinbase does not support ICOs. So what they have to do is open a wallet of MyEther wallet. I don't know if you guys have been there, but you've got your option to use the Trezor, the Ledger. There's a few other options you've got, but you also can create a paper wallet, which is super easy to do, and you have your wallet on a pen and paper. So you've got your unique ID, you've got your passwords, so on and so forth. And that's very popular, and they recommend it on most ICOs that I've seen. So it's one of the big guys out there, MyEther wallet. And I believe they've got, as I said before, a partnership with the Trezor and the Ledger. So great story. Just another move forward with regards to adoption, using one of the bigger companies, Intel, getting involved in the scene. Great story. Let's get on with the next part of the show. Next story is a very positive one. I think it's a great story. I think it's one of the highlighted ones. We're going to speak about it in the podcast today is because I think it just, it doesn't go into too much detail, but it talks about what's going on in the Middle East and a different point of view to the whole Jamie Dimon thing. I know it's kind of been overused and everyone's talking about it. It's getting kind of boring, but I think it's a really good story. It just kind of highlights what the majority of us who are involved in the industry believe. So I'll get right into it. JP Morgan head Jamie Dimon should learn about Bitcoin, says Wamda's Capital CEO. A bit about them. They're the biggest holder of cryptocurrency in the Middle East. And let's get into the story. So tech investment company, Wamda's Capital CEO, Fadi Gahandour, has suggested JP Morgan Chase's head, Jamie Dimon, should learn more about Bitcoin and other digital currencies before making negative statements against them. Dimon earlier said the cryptocurrencies are just a novelty and are worth nothing, and those who invested in them are stupid. According to Gahandour, Dimon should realize that the cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology are here to stay. He added that the conventional financial sector could gain a lot from the new era of financial technology, fintech. It's here to stay. Jamie Dimon needs to recognize that before he talks about it from a fraudulent point of view. Talk to them. Understand them. Find a way to regulate them. Let's not make a big statement about something we don't understand. Be humble. Calm down. Come down to earth and learn. Performance of Bitcoin. Gahandour, whose company manages the largest cryptocurrency wallet in the Middle East, delivered a speech about digital currencies at the World Bank in mid-October 2017 to show how the technology is being embraced worldwide. I think that's great. You know, this guy from the Middle East, Fahdi Gahandour, I don't know if it's pronounced your name, you have to forgive me there, but he's promoting the positivity of this. And he's also talking at the World Bank. He talks at other places as well. I've seen him talking in London. He goes just around the world. But what's beautiful about this, he's not promoting his company. Obviously, he's a representative of the company, but he's promoting the scene. He's promoting the space. So when he goes around the world and the company pay for it, that's fantastic. But he's probably not selling his service. What he's normally doing is he's selling the industry itself. And you find this is very common with a lot of the guys who are promoting this. 9 times out of 10, they're not promoting what they do. They're promoting the industry itself. which is really interesting, actually, if you think about it, because no other industry is like that. The film industry, I guess, is a little bit similar. You have a lot of guys just promoting the industry itself. But to be honest, that the film industry is such a point whereby that you don't really need to promote it, right? People are just axing their own films away and so on and so forth. But you get a lot of people who are very passionate about the crypto scene, and they do crazy things. They've done a lot of work for, you know, no pay, because they believe in the technology so much, whereby they see the greater value in this, which is just fantastic. It's actually a very special thing to be part of. Anyway, let's move on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
All right, let's get into this. So the first tweet today, one of my favorite dudes on Twitter, Max Kaiser. You can go follow him at Max Kaiser. His tweet is as follows: the Bitcoin protocol has amassed enough network intelligence to triumph over any individual or group trying to defeat or compete with it. I love that. That's great. Max Kaiser, as we spoke about yesterday, has a price target for Bitcoin of $100,000 per Bitcoin. And he had that price target back in 2011. I believe this guy got in for like $3 a Bitcoin, which is just ridiculous. And he's been promoting this avidly on his news network, RT News, which is, I think, it's a Russian news channel. Anyway, go check it out. It's great. I believe they do 3 episodes a week. Himself and his co-host Stacy, they basically go through all the details. He's a massive advocate for the crypto scene. He's also a massive advocate in his hatred for banks. He's fantastic, a lot of energy, good guy. And please follow him. We'll keep you posted with his crazy comments. The next top Twitter tweet today is from Steve Wozniak. He was one of the co-founders of Apple Computers. He founded it along with Steve Jobs. I believe he got bought up as a partnership a long time ago, and he wasn't really involved in the creative side. He's not really involved in the company anymore. But back in the day, he was one of the first techie guys to be involved with it. And he said that Bitcoin is better than gold and the US dollar. I love that. Someone who's worked at Apple from the core. So one of the first dudes ever to work at Apple. He was one of the co-founders. He's created this huge company, and he now sees Bitcoin better than gold and the US dollar. I mean, if that doesn't say it for you, I mean, you should really start rethinking your whole strategy there. Steve Wozniak, please go check him out. Let's get on with the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
All right, so one of the ICOs we're looking at today is the Repio Credit Network, and their token symbol is RCN. A little bit about them. Repio's main objective is to offer digital payment alternatives within everyone's reach in Latin America, a region where 65% remain unbanked. The Repio Credit Network is a protocol that aims to bring enhanced transparency and reliability in credit and lending. The protocol enables peer-to-peer lending, regardless of where the lender and borrower is located and which currency is used. By reducing the traditional banking brokerage costs and management fees, Repio aims to allow better conditions for both sides, creating a better credit alternative than what's available today. So as I said, the token symbol is RCN. The hard cap is 127,500, which is a huge amount. And at the top of my head, I'm just trying to work that out for you guys. So 127,500 Ether. At the current rate, it'd probably be around 39 million, 38 million, around that mark. So that's you know, that's fairly cool. The public crowd sale ICO contributes its own 51% of token supply. Okay, so their 51% of the company is going to be ICO'd. Fantastic. We have 106,250 Ether sold in pre-sale, 21,250 Ether available for public crowd sale. Okay, perfect. So we've gone through what's going on there. We've got the conversion rate. So one Ethereum equals 4,000 RCN. So let's say that Ethereum is trading currently at $311. You're looking at around 7 cents per token, around that mark, which is great. That's, you know, it's a fair place to be. We like a cheap token. We like a cheap token. That's fantastic. So I mean, these guys are also based on the Ethereum blockchain. We currently are not seeing any bonus structure whatsoever. We have a pre-sale. The pre-sale is over. The crowd sale date opens today, the 24th of October. We're supposed to be finishing this up in a month. So you have till 24th of November to get involved. If you guys have any questions, anything like that, please feel free to reach out. You can follow us at Twitter at @svk_crypto, or you can give myself a personal email, stowry@svkcrypto.com. If you have any questions, guys, please feel free to reach out. As I said before earlier in the show, please feel free to like, comment, and share the podcast with anyone you may know who's interested in the crypto space. Please feel free to reach out to myself if you have any questions, as per usual. Or if you'd like to maybe be a guest speaker on the show, we'd be more than happy to host you. Other than that, I've got to bounce. Have a good one.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.